But we begin with a 2007 interview as Newsweek magazine and the Washington Post launched the On Faith website. Welton spoke to moderators Sally Quinn of the Post and John Meacham, who at the time was managing editor of Newsweek.
I want to read you a few questions now that were posed on a website dealing with religion. Listen. Millions of people are in mixed faith marriages or are unsure about their conception of God. How would you advise them to describe God to their children over the holiday season? What did you think of the Pope's remarks about Islam? Should non-believers celebrate Thanksgiving? Now, you might think these questions come from one of our blogs of belief or any other independently run faith-based website, but they're actually conversation starters on the new site being run jointly by Newsweek and the Washington Post. The site is called On Faith. You can find a link to that site at stateofbelief.com. It identifies itself as an interactive conversation on religion with a panel of experts and specialists, of which I am one. And right now, the moderators of this site join me from the Washington Post, Sally Quinn, and the managing editor of Newsweek, John Meacham. John, welcome back to State of Belief, and Sally, welcome to State of Belief.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Let me ask right off, why you thought this was the time to launch this kind of project?
Well, the Washington Post and Newsweek had already done one project sort of like this called Post Global about foreign affairs, asking questions of foreign affairs experts around the world, David Ignatius and Fareed Zakaria. And so I thought it might be a good idea to do something on religion just because religion is the topic of the hour. But I couldn't possibly think of doing it myself because I was not a religion expert. So I asked John if he might be interested, and John was, because without John, we have no blog.
No, this is my colleague has once again borne false witness. Reverend, you need to use some of your ordinate powers to fix this. I think Sally thought of this whole thing, and I think brilliantly. We clearly, religion, as you know, is arguably the most pervasive yet least understood force in global life, but certainly in American life. And what we've seen over the last 30 years or so is a broadening conversation and more openness about the role faith plays, not only in politics, but in people's daily lives, which is in some ways a throwback to at least the early 20th century. You know, it became a kind of verboten topic after the Scopes trial, and H.L. Mencken made such a feast poking fun at conservative Christians in my native Tennessee. And at that point, religion sort of moved into a more private sphere of conversation. I think that has changed fairly significantly in the past 20 years or more. And the more we talk, the more we have, the better chance we have, I think, to understand each other.
If you look at what the news, for instance, the Pope went to Turkey. That's supposedly a trip planned a year ahead of time to try to have a more open relationship with the Orthodox Church. It ended up that the Pope went to Turkey after his gaffe at Regensburg, supporting Turkey's entrance into the European Union. That becomes a huge international and foreign policy story, not just a religion story. I mean, I don't think I've picked up the paper once this week and without reading a story that has something to do with religion that is larger than just religion. I mean, the new and first and only Muslim elected to Congress suggested that he might want to be sworn in on the Quran. And suddenly there was this hue and cry among some fundamentalists about how this is America and you only get sworn in on the Bible. That becomes not only a religious story, but a political story. I don't think that you can look at the situation in the Middle East without seeing how important religion, what a role religion plays in it. Our political campaigns coming up, religion is going to play a huge issue. So it's something that can't be ignored, and people need to learn about it and talk about it.
Well, I thank you for letting me be one of the online panelists in this interactive conversation. And I wonder, how did you choose the panelists?
Well, we wanted a broad and deep group of people who had both thought about these issues from different perspectives, but had also been in the arena, so to speak, and had actually done pastoral work, who had done scholarly work, and really wanted to, and Sally can check this metaphor if she wants, really wanted to throw a very intelligent, interesting party about these things, so that you had a lot of different people talking about something to which they bring a certain expertise or passion, and ideally both. Too often, I think, and I'm, as a card-carrying member of the press, I am the first one who's guilty of this, we tend to value the passion and the volume of people's voices on these issues more than we do the expertise and the nuance. And I think that the wonderful thing about the internet, obviously, is there are no constraints on space or time, and so we can be as detailed and as nuanced as the issue demands.
One of the things that John said earlier was that there are a lot of people who don't know much about religion. I certainly was one of them until about a year or so ago when I began to study it. I was sort of a passionate atheist, which John has talked me out of. It always surprises me when people are so anti-Muslim or anti-Catholic or anti-Christian or anti-Jewish, you start asking them questions. They have no idea what the Muslim faith is about, or the Jewish faith, or the Christian faith if they're against Christians. So one of the things we're trying to do by opening this conversation is to have people actually learn about what other people think and believe. And what we're trying to do is to bring people together and make them see the similarities.
I'm talking with Sally Quinn from The Washington Post and John Meacham, the managing editor of Newsweek. I'll pick up John's metaphor of a party and say that if you can accomplish on this website the kind of meaningful and fun party that Sally gives at her house, it will be a rousing success. And I can say that from firsthand experience. Sally, I know that you're having conversations about religion with a lot of people in Washington, and I'd like for you to just say for a moment, what kind of people are you talking with? Politicians, journalists, government workers, and what's the tenor of those conversations?
Well, it's really interesting because several years ago, I did a piece about religion in Washington, and what I came up with was the idea that you simply did not talk about religion, which is what I knew. One of the Washington famous hostesses said to me, "Darling, it is just simply not done. One does not discuss religion in Washington." But particularly after 9/11, and even more recently, I find that people, when they learn what I'm working on and I'm doing, will get me off in a corner and talk about their faith and what their faith means to them and how it informs their daily life and their morals and their values and the issues that they have to deal with every day. I mean, it's just that once people know, everyone is so interested in it. And of course, this is something John has known and studied all of his life, so this is nothing new for him. But for me, and also for being in Washington and having these conversations for the first time, it's just an amazing experience.
John, wearing your journalist's hat, and I say that because, frankly, you could wear the religionist's hat as well.
You know, my wife won't let me wear a mitre around the house anymore. She took that away.
I like the image. How would you describe media coverage of religion as a whole?
Getting better all the time, I'm proud to say. And that's not sort of a cheerful naivete, I think. It is grounded in both what I read and from what I talk to folks. You and I probably know in common Larry Ross, who has been Billy Graham's spokesman for about 30 years. When Jesus comes back, he'll probably hire Larry to coordinate the coverage. Larry says that in his 30 years of publicity for Dr. Graham's crusades, the level of sophistication in terms of the questions he gets all around the country from reporters has risen exponentially through the years. And I think people have begun, I think editors have begun to see religion in the way I think they should, which is like economics, like politics, like geography. It is about what people value and how they think and what they do. And so it, as a force, it is a coverage area that deserves sophisticated, objective coverage.
On Faith can be found by going to newsweek.washingtonpost.com/onfaith. We have a link to it at our website, stateofbelief.com. Sally Quinn and John Meacham, thanks for being with us on State of Belief.
Thank you.
Delighted. Thanks.
All the way back in 2006, the first year this show was on the air, Welton spoke to a 14-year-old Texas-based blogger. The issues she was struggling with over 10 years ago regrettably continue to be central to many of us.
Let me read you the email. Dear Reverend Gaddy, I am 14 and I have a political blog for teenagers. Today I wrote about your show because I feel like it is one of the only places in liberal radio where it is okay to believe in God and to be following a religion. Signed, Freckles. Well, Freckles is indeed a 14-year-old named Cassie living in Texas and diligently updating her blog called Political Teen Tidbits. The site's address is posted at stateofbelief.com. I encourage you to go look at it. And Cassie joins us now from Texas. Cassie, I am so glad to have you as a guest on State of Belief.
Thank you so much.
You wrote about State of Belief on your blog in a post that asked the question, why is it so hard for liberals to talk about religion? I've got to know, did you come up with any answers to that question?
Well, a lot of people actually got mad that I wrote it. And they said, just ask. Some of us go to churches and some of us do. But there's a lot of times where it seems like the hosts make fun of everybody who's religious or talk about, the people who think that the invisible fairies are going to save them. It's like it's not okay to trust God, to have, you know, a religion and be, you know, progressive and liberal at the same time.
What is your understanding of religious liberty?
That you can be any religion you want to be, and the government can't tell you to be a different religion, and that you can be no religion at all, and that you can, if you have to take off for school for a holiday and there's a school day on your religion, that they have to let you take that day off from school.
What role do you think religion should play in the public life of a politician or another person who is a servant of government or a public figure?
I think, like, not a lot. Like, maybe just a little bit, like, and only if it's part of their private life, too. So, like, if there's somebody that goes to church every Sunday, then, yeah, even when they're campaigning, it's okay for the cameras to watch them going to church. But I don't think it should be, like, how they vote and what they choose to do when they're making laws.
Have you seen anything in this regard that really upsets you with someone misusing religion?
Well, a lot of religions aren't really about sex, and the religions are not really about abortion and things like that, and all kinds of things that they're pretending it's about, and that a lot of the politicians, the Republicans especially, are making it such a big deal because because I'm so religious, I'm going to make sure that nobody can have an abortion. And it's like, that's not what the religion talks about, because they're not saying, oh, I'm so religious, I'm going to make sure that all children have breakfast and lunch to eat.
Well, Cassie, let me tell you, I've talked with a lot of people over the last several months and asked those two questions, and hasn't been anybody answer them with any more clarity than you have.
Well, thank you.
Cassie's website is called Political Teen Tidbits. You can find a link to it at stateofbelief.com. Cassie, we know your site isn't one of our typical blogs of belief, but a thoughtful, engaged, civically minded young person such as yourself gives us a reason to believe. Thank you for being here with us, and please keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.